Muharram processions in 2012 have come amid a new set of attacks on Shias. Though heavy security arrangements to ensure smooth Ashura processions were done by federal and the provincial government, pro-Taliban militants managed to carry out their brutal attacks in Dera Ismail Khan in two consecutive days. At least over two dozen Shias were killed, while scores other more were injured in two consecutive bomb blasts in Dera Ismail Khan targeting Shia processions. The dead included young children and women who were out to mourn the sacrifice of martyr Imam Hussain.
Our families and children are ready to give their lives for Imam Hussain. We are for Hussain. These bomb blasts cannot stop us from expressing our love for our Imam. We are not scared of these attacks and we're ready to sacrifice even more.
Government officials have ordered immediate inquiries into the bomb attack and have called in the army to control security situation across the country, while Shia mourners continue to perform Ashura rituals with full spirit and strength. They say such cowardly attacks give them more strength to move forward and express their strength as a united Shia sect.
If they think we will get scared of them, they are wrong. We want them to know that our beliefs are much more stronger than their evil intentions. We are still here performing our rituals. Their attacks bring Shias more closer and stronger.
Though 9th and 10th of Muharram has brought with them brazen attacks of pro-Taliban militants, but they have still failed to stop Shias from marching through the streets countrywide in remembrance of their martyred Imam. Pro-Taliban militant attacks on Shia processions in two consecutive days have claimed lives of dozens. As Shia mourners continue to perform Ashura rituals, security officials are on high alert to ensure security and prevent any further attacks. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.